Welcome back to Dakota Midday. I'm Lori Walsh. You can purchase items from all over the world at big box stores, and we all know there are several of those to choose from. A market in Sioux Falls, however, offers the opportunity to buy goods from local artisans and makers. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Chris Lawfrey sat down with the editor of an event you might want to add to your holiday shopping list.
Some know it as the Sioux Falls Made Market. Others may have never even heard of it. Here with me today is Jody Schwan from the Sioux Falls Business Journal. Jody, we appreciate your time today.
Hi, Chris. Thanks for having me.
Let's start by explaining what the Sioux Falls Made Market is.
Sure. Let me start with Sioux Falls Made, if I can.
Okay.
So a couple years ago, we were looking for how to grow the Sioux Falls Business Journal. We started back in 2003, and we enjoy a tremendous following in the Sioux Falls business community. But we wanted to freshen up our brand a little bit, modernize it, and so we decided to launch Sioux Falls Made. It's part of the Business Journal, and it starts with stories. It starts with coverage of makers. The maker movement is broad. In our case, in this part of the country, we thought it was a very natural fit. It means everyone from the small farmer to the artisan, the sculptor, the designer, the coder. We think that there's a lot of opportunity with technology to create even more makers. And so we felt that these emerging entrepreneurs had terrific, compelling stories, and we wanted to share them with our audience. So we decided to brand that as Sioux Falls Made. We launched it on a variety of social media channels, and then we decided to make it a bit bigger. So rather than just keep it to coverage, we decided to try to make it an experience, and that's how the Sioux Falls Made Market was born. So the idea is you can read about these makers, you can see their work online and in print, and then you can come shop for yourself. So it's been a great success for us. We do this twice a year as a pop-up market. For holiday, which is the one that we have coming up in December, and then again in the spring. So it's just been, like I said, a terrific chance for us to showcase the talent in our community, give some entrepreneurs a chance to sell their work. Many of them, it's the first time they've sold in a setting like this, so we try to make it very accessible to them, and I think it's just been a win-win all the way around for us.
Let's talk about its inception. Give me a timeline of this.
Sure. The first market was held in December of 2014. We actually held it over at the Argus Leader. We're part of Argus Leader Media. And we took over the production area of the garage for a day. So in between when the newspapers were getting printed and our carriers were picking them up, we were in there selling locally made items. And I think it gave our visitors a chance to see the Argus Leader in a new light and maybe a little more modernized light, but certainly repurposing is in keeping with our theme. Well, we're the victim of our own success. We outgrew the garage and had so many shoppers coming through by 2015 that we knew we needed a larger venue. So we were fortunate to be able to partner with the owners of Sharapa Place downtown along the Big Sioux River. And now we take over their parking garage for a day. So this time we're going to be holding it on a Saturday for the first time. That's something that our shoppers have been asking for. We used to do it on a Friday. So we're excited to get in there and offer you 8 hours of shopping from 10 to 6 and lots of great holiday options. We have more than 50 makers who will be represented at the market. And it is a bit different experience if you've never gone there before. It's not like going to a typical craft fair or even the Sidewalk Arts Festival where you sort of walk from booth to booth and you speak to people at each space along the way. It's one contiguous shop. It's a true pop-up shop. So you will go in there and shop merchandise that is mingled together and check out one time and get a chance to meet some of the makers, but not necessarily have to go through that whole booth-to-booth type of experience.
Jody, are you able to give us an idea of some of the items that people may see?
Yeah, there's a huge variety. Of course, you can't beat holiday for doing something like this because we've got nothing but gift options there. But a wonderful variety, as I said. So lots of woodwork, jewelry. I think we'll have some food items. We will have some apparel, gift type items, home decor. Lots and lots of unique, one-of-a-kind types of items. Sometimes at holiday, we'll have some wreaths and things like that that you could use just to decorate the home. So a big variety, some repeats, some favorites. It's been really fun, Chris, to see some of our makers who a couple years ago had never sold their work before. Now they're going into retail. They are taking their items to a more mass audience, and they're still coming back with us occasionally to debut some of their new products, too. That's exactly what we hope for. So it's been really rewarding to watch it evolve in that way. And we will have some brand new ones with us this time as well. Big age range. I mean, we have sold items from an 8-year-old girl. We've sold items from a 90-year-old man. It completely runs the gamut and I think really captures that sense of community that we're going for with this concept.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. We're talking with Jody Schwan from the Sioux Falls Business Journal about the Sioux Falls Made Market. Now, Jody, the title is Sioux Falls Made. Is it just what it says, or can someone from, let's say, Rapid City or Aberdeen submit goods?
We are a bit broader than just Sioux Falls. Of course, Sioux Falls now means the region to me. We have grown so nicely as a metro area. So we certainly stick to the metro area, the four county area, and then we will allow in some items if they are truly unique from the wider area. Most of our applicants come from a little bit closer to home. Occasionally, we've got folks who have Sioux Falls ties who maybe have moved away and see this as a way to reconnect. And so we welcome that too.
The word that comes to mind is intimate. You kind of probably maybe want to keep it that way.
Yeah, and very authentic, I think. You know, we don't want to get too big. We're fortunate we've got some wonderful corporate sponsors that support us. But, you know, the idea is not to see how many logos we can stick on this thing.
Right.
So we've tried to just work with business partners that truly want to connect to the maker movement, that have a real investment in that. And so it's been great. And yes, the goal is to grow steadily, of course, and to continue to provide a unique and different experience every time. But we don't plan to take over the convention center anytime soon.
The December Sioux Falls Made Market is essentially, as Jody said, a pop-up shop from 10 in the morning until 6 in the evening, Saturday, December 3rd. Now, this event is held in the parking garage of the Sharapa Place in downtown Sioux Falls. Our guest today is Jody Schwan from the Sioux Falls Business Journal. Jody, thanks for being here with us today.
Absolutely. Thank you, Chris.